Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the Starting 11 Prediction Show. It is Aston Villa. It is Liverpool. We are back in Premier League action. Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool take on Steven Gerrard's Aston Villa, and that doesn't sound good in my mouth. I'm here to predict the starting 11, as always. So, apologies for the shadows on me. They look pretty bad today. I'm going to start with the goalkeeper, and I have no idea, really, what I'm doing with this starting 11. I don't know whether Jurgen decides to jack it all in. If you looked at Twitter after the game on Saturday evening, you'd guess he probably would. I don't think it's going to be like that. I am going to say it is a rotated side, though, because there is a trophy up for grabs on Saturday against Chelsea in the FA Cup final, and that is obviously massively important. I'm going to say Alisson Becker starts in nets, because I think he's going to start in nets every single game until the end of the season. I'm going to say Kostas Tsimikas comes in at left-back for Andy Robertson. I'm going to say Virgil van Dijk keeps his place there in the centre of defence, and he is joined for this one by Joel Matip. At right-back, I'm going to say that Trent Alexander-Arnold does keep his spot for this game. Talking to someone upstairs, Steve, before, and he was like Tsimikas and Gomez, but he had a stronger midfield than I've probably put out. I think Fabinho has a little rest in this one, so I think Jordan Henderson goes into the six. I will just say, I'm putting my side out, I'm probably going to change it because I already don't like it, because I'm going to go Naby Keita and James Milner as the two midfielders alongside Jordan Henderson. Jota on the left-hand side, Salah on the right-hand side, and Bobby Firmino if he's fit and available up front, which leaves my substitutes for this game against Villa as Kelleher, Konate, Joe Gomez, Andy Robertson, Fabinho, Sadio Mane, Thiago Alcantara, Luis Diaz, and one Divock Origi. So no space on the bench for Kurt Jones, for Taki Minamino, for Harvey Elliott, or Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. But I had a couple of teams wrote down because I think he could quite easily just play Robertson there at left back. He could go with something along the lines of Fabinho with Keita and maybe Thiago in the centre and do something like that and actually just rest the captain in this one. And then, look, Firmino might not be fit. So if he's not fit, maybe it's a case of getting Divock Origi in. I do think it probably is important to maybe rest one of Sadio Mane or Luis Diaz, or if you can, both of them. And I just want to say here, the side that I put out to begin with, let's say we go with Roberto Firmino up front. That's not a downgrade on what we do anyway. Let's say we put Jordan Henderson there and we take Naby Keita back over to that left-hand side and we put James Milner over on that right-hand side, or whatever, we can switch them around, keep them like that if you want. I don't think this is a side where Jurgen, if he was to put a side that looked like this out, I don't think he thinks we're jacking the league in. I think he thinks that this side is good enough to beat Aston Villa, and you can have your cake and eat it. So he can rest his players, he can rotate his players, still get the 3 points because the league isn't over. It really isn't. And then you can go at the weekend well rested for a massive one-off game of football in the FA Cup final against Chelsea. So it is not me jacking the league in. I want us to win the 3 points in this game. I still believe that Liverpool can win this league title. It takes one loss. If they lose by a goal and Liverpool score three, then all of a sudden goal difference is level again. So it's that close right now. that, you know, anything could happen between now and the end of the season. It is going to be difficult. Of course, Manchester City are in the driving seat for this one. Jürgen will not be throwing this game away. Jürgen will and has rotated quite a lot over the last few weeks and months. That I think he trusts these players. I think we saw when James Milner came in the other week that James Milner's still got something left in his tank. He's much better than people were probably giving him credit for. And I think you could say that about every lad in Liverpool's squad. Roberto Firmino could be key. Diogo Jota needs to play himself into a little bit of form. Luis Diaz has been the best player on the pitch the last couple of games for Liverpool Football Club. I do want him rested for the game against Chelsea because I think he's going to be needed. Sadio Mane, we know about what he's done when he's played in that number nine. He's been brilliant since he came back from the African Cup of Nations. So that could be a front three that you want. But one eye surely has got to be on the FA Cup final without trying to drop the ball or anything like that in the league, of course. So it's such a hard team to predict this one. I think the FA Cup final, probably I could predict it now and maybe get it right. I'm sure a lot of people will be at home saying exactly the same or wherever you're watching from. Alvin Tan says, same 11 as Spurs, momentum cannot risk anymore. Interesting, Joe Dinkera. Can't risk playing Millie, Cater and Hendo. Can't risk playing Millie, Cater, Hendo, Thiago. Cater, Hendo, Thiago. Okay, Cater, Hendo and Thiago. Which again, you know, that looks like a strong midfield for me. What happens with the substitute? I'm not 100% sure. Can anybody actually see someone like a Kurt Jones, Harvey Elliott, or any of those lads getting back into the side? I mean, that's the difficulty right now with the business end of the season. These sort of four lads here, I'll move these along a little bit. I'll have a little discussion about all the four players that have probably, in my side, missed out. I mean, Taki Minamino doesn't seem like he's close. Divock Origi seems like he's closer to the first team. Kurt Jones, he could play in this game. It could be a big one for him. Harvey Elliott, no, probably not. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, no for me, probably not. I could see Kurt Jones in there, absolutely. Why not? He's a good player. I like him. I think he's brilliant. I'd feel really comfortable if Kurt Jones was to play in this game. But it seems like right now for me, that, you know, because we saw Millie recently, because we've seen Naby Keita a lot recently, because he's been playing really well, that there may be the options. Would you rest Thiago for this one? I think he might. It's so difficult though, isn't it? And again, I put James Milner in. Am I confident that James Milner's going to start? No, probably not. Not at all, actually. But I am confident that I'm picking from the right group of players. And that means no Kurt, no Ox, no Tacky. Could Joe Gomez start at right back? Yeah, he could, but would you change both fullbacks and the centre-half? Jürgen literally didn't do that the other week and then mentioned it, so I can't see him changing both of them. But Robertson's probably played more minutes recently and as such probably needs the rest more. Plus, I think you've got a little bit more going forward at Kostas Tsimikas. So it's such a difficult one, isn't it? Let's have a little look what the comments are saying. Tacky for me on the bench is Adam Fitzgibbon. And Trong says Gomez. Yeah, we just discussed that a little bit there, didn't we? Andy and Mane will start tomorrow night, says Corey Fulton. So if Mane starts, I mean, I'll be honest with you, Jota's form's probably concerns me the most of everybody because I just don't think he's been involved in the games too much at the moment. Even when, you know, goals can mask that side of things, can't they? But now the goals have kind of dried up for Diogo Jota. Is he doing enough? Well, he's certainly not doing anywhere near as much as this lad over on that left-hand side. He's not doing as much as Sadio Mane in the nine. Roberto Firmino hasn't had the opportunity to play in the nine for a little while because of his injury. So I think Liverpool's strongest front three right now is Diaz, it's Mane and it's Salah. Liverpool's strongest midfield three, I think, is Fabinho in the base there. It's Jordan Henderson here and it's Thiago there with a question mark over Naby Keita. Could he be in that strongest midfield three? He absolutely could be, and he might be for some people instead of the captain. But I think we can all probably agree that it is Fabinho and Thiago plus one. And then you know the back four. Take your pick on Matip or Konate. I think Matip might start this one and the FA Cup final, but I'm not 100% sure. And then you know where you are with Trent and with Andy Robertson, of course. Salah on the bench, Chris, says MC. And if he was on the bench, who would it be? Could Sadio Mane drop there? Could you try and maybe play Divock Origi if Roberto Firmino isn't fit and available? That's the big question mark, isn't it? You know, I've got a question mark personally over Milner, whether he'll start him. I've got a question mark over Roberto Firmino, whether he's fit and able to start. If he isn't, who are you picking from? Well, it's Jota, Diaz, Origi, Mane and Salah. Salah, Mane and Diaz could all probably do with a break, but I don't think even if Jota, Origi and Firmino were all available. I can't see him playing these three as a three. It's so difficult, it really is. Reshma, we look tired to Adam as well. Bambi Rosie says Diaz, Origi and Mane. And we obviously saw Diaz play on that right-hand side the other day, but when he switched to that left-hand side, he looked so, so much better, didn't he? You know, maybe that is a front three that we see. Right now, it doesn't look like he's tiring. Whereas I think with Mane and with Salah, even though they've probably played less games than Luis Diaz over the course of the full season, not necessarily at Liverpool, they look like their legs are just a little bit heavier. He's still riding the crest of the wave, coming into Liverpool Football Club, playing in these massive games week in, week out. It doesn't seem to be affecting him as much. Equally, you know, you rest Mo Salah, and he doesn't maybe get an opportunity to get a goal in before the FA Cup final. Now, he got those goals against Manchester United, didn't he? But he still feels to me like he needs something special. Sam was talking about it on the final word on Red Men Plus for the Tottenham game about how it feels like he needs a worldie in the top bin, like a Southampton or Everton goal from a couple of years ago, where he cuts inside and just bends it in the top bin. And that might just be enough to spark him into form for the rest of this season. Because right now, he's probably not playing at the level. Well, he's not playing at the level that he was at the start of the season. I'm going to try and put these subs back a little bit. I'm trying to sort of leave the side that I've probably predicted on the board. I don't think I'm right. In fact, I'd bet that I'm wrong.
The Craftsman of the Kop, an in-depth documentary looking at one man's passion to get his banners onto the Kop. A unique, individual and exclusive documentary available right now on Red Men Plus. Head to theredmentv.com right now to stream the full documentary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Jota, Bobby and Origi, says Nantrung again. Salah at 60 minutes, says Liverpool FC Reds. Christopher Campbell says Diaz, Jota and Salah, the three forwards on up front. Diaz, Jota and Salah. There's an option as well, isn't it? I mean, we put Jota in there, we throw Diaz back over onto that left-hand side, maybe rest Sadio Mane. That's a good opportunity to do that. Thing is, it's not long now, is it? It was a Saturday night game, it's a Tuesday night game. It's a massive game. We know Aston Villa are in the best form that they've been in all season. Stevie and that side seem to have a little struggle over the last sort of couple of months. Certainly, they picked up as soon as he got in there. They're not really playing for loads at the moment, are they? I think they're probably safe. They're probably not don't have an ability to get into Europe or anything. Can we really expect them to roll over? No, not with Steven Gerrard at the helm. It's not what he would do. Can we expect a big performance against us? Yeah, they'll probably try and raise the game. It's difficult. It really is difficult. And then another question mark, of course, is whether you just keep Ibu Konate in there. You know, he's playing really well at the moment. He's playing at an incredibly high level as well. He's got that understanding with Virgil van Dijk. If you are making two changes to your fullbacks, maybe you keep Konate in there so that you can play maybe Joe Gomez and Kostas Tsimikas instead of Trent and Andrew Robertson. Again, I just feel like Matip might be the one that gets in there and maybe potentially keeps that place against Chelsea. Because for me, and I'm a few days ahead of myself, I think we all know the back five, question mark over Matip or Ibu. I think we all probably, most people I know, think it will be Hendo, Thiago, Fabinho. maybe Keita, and then Diaz, Mane, and Salah as the front three for Chelsea. So if you work back from that, that's when I think the changes need to be made. Can you see Wolves beating Manchester City on Wednesday night? They certainly owe them one, don't they? That is a big game, obviously. They're all big games now, of course. West Ham, Wolves, they were the two games that I think most Liverpool fans had earmarked that they might drop points. It's now more than just dropping points, isn't it? It is about making sure that somebody beats them. That being said, two draws and that might be enough, but Liverpool still need to win all of their games. And Jürgen has got a really, really tough thing to do tomorrow night, which is put a side out that wins the game. Don't jeopardise winning the FA Cup at the weekend. Who are those players that he trusts? Who are the lads that he's going to play? Can he play them again after a tough game against Tottenham at the weekend? Can he play the same lads again, arguably his best side? Can he play the same lads on Tuesday against Aston Villa? Can he then play the same lads in a big game against Chelsea when Chelsea probably, I know they're fighting for third a little bit, but will make changes midweek? And then they'll be looking at getting him fresh for that FA Cup final. We know how the games have gone against Chelsea this season. Each one of them has been incredibly tough. They've put us through the ringer at times. We know when we played them in the last two finals, Super Cup and the Carabao, it's gone extra time, it's gone penalties. That 30 minutes afterwards could be really key, couldn't it? If it is level, who's got more in the legs? You know, the amount of games Liverpool have played this season, Chelsea will have to fancy themselves. But I will never write off this Liverpool side. You should never write off this Liverpool side. These Liverpool lads, their squad of players, are good enough, whether he decides to pick Milner, whether he decides to pick Kurt Jones, whether he decides to pick Harvey Elliott, rest Salah, rest Mane, bring in Divock Origi, Takumi Minamino. I don't know what he's going to do. I really don't. But I do know that I'm going to be supporting him. I do know that I'm going to be on a watch along. I do know that I wish I was there singing, supporting the side when they need us most, when their legs are heavy. That's what we all need to do as Liverpool fans. We are not out of this title race. Liverpool are not out of this title race. Let's see what happens tomorrow night. Join us on the watch along. Thank you very much for watching, and I'll see you all soon. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.